Hi guys, welcome to the world of technology. Welcome to the bright side of life. From conquering Earth, moving to the moon, and we intend to put a man on Mars. It's a world of unlimited possibilities, made possible with innovation, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Welcome to another amazing moment of tech. Welcome to Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greater Heights. Amazing things happening in the world of technology, and this program focuses on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. STEM, STEM. Welcome to Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greater Heights. Now, my topic of conversation is surrounding branding, watermarking, and labeling of your intellectual property in quotes. Now, I got a call from Dotsun, a friend of mine. Dotsun happens to be my student as well, he resides in Akure. Now, Dotsun is of the opinion that everybody keeps seeing his picture, and everyone that I've taught, for those of you that have taught graphics in the past, you know there's one rule I teach: do not watermark the works you give to your clients. Your clients have paid you and they want a clean and clear copy of what they've paid for. So you don't have to watermark the versions or the copies you give to them. I'm going to explain. Like I said, this is my own view about this. Now, Dotun called and said, people are asking, why are you not watermarking? Why are you not placing your logo on all the pictures that you take? He's a photographer. So he asked me the question, and I said, and I maintain my ground, do not watermark the copies you give to your clients. Now, I got pissed off. There was a photography studio 2 years back. I did a photo shoot somewhere, and I gave the express instruction that the copies that will be sent to me, I do not want a watermark on it. And as a creative, I already know how to remove the so-called watermark from my images. So there is no how you're going to do it. I've paid you for it. Now, this is what I think you should do. As a photographer, I'm going to address you like this. Now, the way I see it, the way I see creativity, is that no matter how you label it, there's somebody somewhere that's still going to steal it. But there are categories of your intellectual property. Number one, if you have a photography studio, for example, in Accra, we have several of them. I'm not going to mention names. And I notice every one of them is putting watermarks on their images, even the ones delivered to their clients. Now, when a client pays you, I believe they are bound to some of your rules. Some of you, your rule states that, okay, as a photographer, I am the one that took this picture. That is constant. Nobody's going to take that from you. But the client has a right to the clean version. So what you're going to do is that, now, you are taking 10 copies of or 10 snapshots of your client. Now, what I think you should do is that, Greater Heights, these are the copies that you paid for. Clean, clear. Imagine me looking all peng in my photo shoots, and your logo is having a different color on my picture. Let's even assume you want to even watermark my picture. My picture has a black background, and your logo is now red somewhere. That is very, very annoying. I say that as a person that I am pissed at some photographers, and they try to argue that if you really want to brand pictures, let your logo speak that you are creative. Some of your logos are all looking jagged. Some of you are using lions for your logo. Some of you are using wildflowers. And when you want to brand it, you just put it in a very intrusive position. I am standing and you are putting it on my left-hand side, the middle of the picture, not even at the base of the picture, at the tail bottom end of the picture. I feel that is very, 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 very annoying and insensitive if you're a photographer. Then you can ask your clients, oh, greater heights, these are the clean copies for your photograph, but please, can I watermark so-so-so versions so that I can use for social media? Simple. Now, imagine the scenario. You are into photography. I am into catering. Then I called you to come and take, okay, I've made some delicious meal and I want you to take pictures of them so that I can use on my Facebook page. Now you come with your cameras, your DSLRs or whatever cameras that you're using, and you take my pictures of my own business that I've paid you for. Then you go and brand it with your own logo. That is a conflicting business picture. Now, who is the owner of the catering? Is it you as a photographer branding it with your picture or with your logo? Or it is me that I've paid you, let's just say GH Confectionery. GH Confectionery, I'm still going to put my own description of that image, you understand, on the post I've created. Now, on the picture that you've taken from me, is having your own XYZ photography. So that brings to the question, that brings to book, who is the owner of the food, of the business? So I think you guys need to take a different approach in 2020. I'm not saying do not brand images. For example, there are people that do tourists or they do locations. Like I've seen some guys that go around Akure, they take beautiful images of places around Oja, big buildings from the bridge at Oja. Some even take some people selling stuff. They were so classy. Now, if that is just to showcase the city, you can brand it with your logo. Make it something not too solid. You can reduce the opacity a little. Now, irrespective of the logo that you put on your pictures, does not mean there are no tools to remove it. You understand? If your claim is intellectual theft, that is a different case. But if you are maintaining that you are branding somebody's picture because of intellectual theft, that means you are the one that is actually the thief, because the person has paid you for it. That makes you the real thief in this equation. So if you are doing locations, no problem, brand it. You understand? If you are getting models to model for your photography studio, brand it, no problem. But just imagine Genevieve Nnaji. You understand? I've seen Genevieve Nnaji, I've seen Omotola Kende, and all those beautiful people, and you put your logo in a very intrusive way, it brings to my attention that they are modeling for you. If your logo is just by the left-hand side of that beautiful lady, then whatever money you get from that picture, you are supposed to remit some amount to that model, in my own opinion, if I'm to interpret what creatives do. So that is very important to have it at the back of your mind. Now, there are certain laws that you can bring up that your content has been used without your express approval. That is why if I am taking images to be used for designs, I ensure that I get the ones that have no copyright, or I reference the place where I got the image from, or I buy a premium stock image. That way I know you cannot come sue me because I have a premium license to use that particular image. And that goes on to those of you doing logos. Just imagine if we logo designers or we brand experts decide to use the approach of photographers, and we say, okay, for every logo I design for you, I'm going to put my logo to show that I designed it. So how many logos in one picture? How many logos in one frame? Now, I'm going to open the phone lines for you guys to call to tell me what you feel about the topic. Now, I find it very, very disappointing. The reason I have not taken studio shot for a long time is because every photographer that I've respected in this Akure do the same thing. And I feel I will have to explain to you first that the copies that you give to me do not add your watermark to it, do not add your logos. Then you can keep some other versions. And please note, as a client, if your photographer is taking you 10 images, you have the intellectual right to where your picture appears. Imagine you've paid for those images and the photographer or somewhere, not from your own angle, someone gets the image from their social media handle and start using it, even for images that you do not want people to see. That becomes a problem. So what I usually do is that if I go to your studio, I take 10 pictures and I say, please, for the display of your social media, only use picture 1 and 2 for your social media display. These other images are for my own private consumption. It is not for you to use. Imagine a person needs a picture for a book. The person is launching a book and you know the image has to be at the back of the book. For those of you that have done branding to that extent, like me, that have done branding for books, you notice that you cannot have somebody else's logo on that image that appears on the book. It is simple as that. Photography is not the only creative industry. We also have artists. Even artists that comes with their own hands, they end up using pseudonyms. They end up using their initials just at the tail end of their paintings. Then you that are using Sony, when you snap with Sony cameras, do you reference that this camera that was taken, this picture that was taken, was done with the Sony DSLR? Have you ever referenced Sony? Have you ever referenced Samsung? Then why do you think a person should reference you? If you can't reference Samsung, why? Because you bought it from Samsung, right? You bought it from Sony, and you feel that you own the rights not to use their names in every image that you have taken, right? So I own that same opportunity for you not to watermark mine. Do not tell me you are creative. And I refer people a lot that give clients respect. You understand? That you put your logo on pictures do not mean people will patronize you. Client referral is very, very important. If you are very close to your client, if your clients really, really love you, if your competitor goes and do SEO, search engine optimization, or does Facebook ads, they will not still sell up to you. There's nothing as beautiful as client referral that, oh, I have used it, I love this guy's work. Patronize him. You get it? So don't go about using your watermark. And like I said, that is how I feel about the creative industry, and I'm using Akure as a case study. What other points did I write down? I really look at what I write down because if I'm the follower, we're going to take time. Now, products branding as well. Imagine taking pictures for milk. If you notice, most brands now have in-house camera photographers. That is because of what you guys are doing. You take them pictures and you take the pictures somewhere, you start using it on social media when they have not given you express right to do so. So that's why you see when bigger brands like Coca-Cola, Peak Milk, Cowbell, if they want to really take snapshots of their products, they get an in-house camera, they bid for it, and you submit all your files when you're done. Now, moving to the smartphone industry, there's still a controversy between why are brands displaying their logos so vivid on the faces of phones. I feel if you're a brand, your logo should be at the back. Like, now that we're having bezel-less phones and we're having phones that are edge-to-edge, you understand, full screen with no punch hole, for those with punch, no problem. Imagine you now putting your logo somewhere in front. Just put it at the back, you get. People still know. Just like saying, if Apple decides not to put their logo, they just release the phone. Everybody knows it's Apple. So it doesn't really make any difference. Then for those of you making websites as well, the tail end of your website, just below the footer, some of you put copyrights. For example, I want to give an example. Copyright Empire Radio 2020. You now put dots. You now put designed by. That is very rude. And some of you now do it and put your a backlink to your own site. That is very rude. That is ruder than rudest. That's like rude boy. So you don't design websites, and at the footer, you design website for a company or for an e-commerce brand. You don't go at the footer and add your own name, designed by. They paid you for it. You could be a freelancer. You could be a part of a team that built the particular site. You do not have to put your name there or to put your company designed by. They will refer you when the time is right. Then what else? That goes for adding labels for designers. Some of you that make dresses, you put your labels at the back. That is fine. And you have to put your labels in strategic places to ensure that it is not intrusive. It is not spoiling the entire design or the entire aesthetic of that particular product or service. So if you are the type that you make boxers, you understand, you want people to see that it's Versace, you want people to see that it is this brand or that brand, you can put it at the label. You can put it in front of the boxers, fine. Not like everybody goes out of their regular day and they just raise their shirts, this is the boxers I wear. So those kind of clients will have to refer you, because nobody goes to town opening their shirt and saying, this is the boxers I am wearing. No. But if they are talking with their friends, they say, guy, this is my boxers tied to. They'll be like, guy, you never used this kind of boxers before. Now they use now. You understand? Because now they use now does not mean you raise your shirt. That is referrer at its peak. There's nothing that can be more blessed than having clients refer your business. It is very important. Client acquisition, client retention is very important to your business. So I hope I have not been able to confuse you. I hope I've been able to shed more light based on my own experience as a brand person, branding for over, I've been branding for over 6 years now, going over 7 years, and I know that this topic pains me the most, being a creative. You don't get people design flyers for church these days and say designed by. No, those were the olden days. You understand, when you design flyers for church, you now say printed by, from printing press, so. Those were in the past. You understand? Change your model. Your real beauty of your creativity comes from your clients. Your clients. Now, for the intellectual property part, if your pictures will be showing on social media, you can brand them. You get just for to prevent thefts. And check, for example, vector-based sites like Shutterstock. If you notice, if you go to Shutterstock, their images are all branded if you are looking at it. But immediately you pay for it, they remove that branding from the face. That means you have given them the money to remove the watermark from that image. The same thing goes for FreePic. For those of you that use FreePic, for those of you that use different Unsplash. Unsplash doesn't put Unsplash on all their images. You understand? They tell you this image does not have attribution. This image does not have copyright. So those things, you have to put it into consideration. My name still remains Femi Greater Height, and this is Talk Tech. Now, if you notice some big photographers in Lagos and they are doing photography for your wedding, most of the time, most of those big clients don't have time to watermark. It is the clients sometimes that say, because you are a multi-millionaire or multi-popular or multi-talented photo studio or designer or media agency, I'll need you to put your watermark. I want people to know that I can afford you. If I can go to XYZ photography, forget it, I am rich. So that is the case of consent. You get, it is the client that gives you the express approval to put your watermark on it. And that is really cool. And I didn't mention this before, Sometimes it is the clients that request, but please ensure you're on the same page with your clients. Not, or you don't get away with it. There are some brands you work for, some multinational brands. You don't try that. You don't watermark their stuff. They are going to sue you. You're going to pay times two of what they've paid you. It is that serious. You don't take people's work that they've paid you, watermark it online, and start distributing on your social media. Because sometimes the pictures that people take in your studio are not supposed to be released. For example, my birthday is next month and I want to take some photography. You know, you can be fine this month and not fine next month. So if you know that you are fine now, just go and take picture down in case you know go fine for your wedding day or for your, just go and take it down. You understand what I'm saying? So some people might just take the picture and say, I need it for keeps, so that I can start releasing it that time. Releasing the picture, I mean. You can start releasing the picture that time. Now, you now go without consent. You take the person's picture, stamp your watermark logo on it, and you put it online. That is very wrong. It is very wrong. I think we need to address those things as fellow creatives. In the creative industry, we have the artists, we have the photographers, we have the designers. The designers could be... The designers could be 2D graphic artists, 2D graphic designers, 3D user experience based designs, prototyping and wireframing. Or if you're under photography, either you're going for the still shots or you're going for indoor, you're going for outdoor. Well, in this creative industry and for the media as well, they have to take note of some of those things. Radio stations don't go around branding their stuff. I wrap up on the show. Remember, technology is evolving. You understand, if you are making, you're using, you're making or you're applying technology, no problem, but ensure you're in the loop, ensure you're in the know when it comes to technology. My name still remains Femi Greater Heights. You can use that same name, search for me on social media. I'm a tech resource person, I'm an engineer and a whole lot of stuff as well. And we have a growing community of the show on Facebook. It is called Talk Tech Nigeria. So go on Facebook, search for Talk Tech Nigeria, join the group, respond to people's questions, and you can also post your own questions as well. Remember, if you're not talking technology, you are not talking at all. Use your devices. Do not allow your devices to use you. This is the soundtrack from Thor: The Dark World.